Now turn to part three.
My guest today is Barbara Darby. Her name has appeared on the credits of many well-known films. Although her role in making those films successful was crucial, you've probably never heard of her, because she works as a casting director. Barbara, welcome.
Hello.
So it's quite a big responsibility, is it, Barbara, finding the actors for a film?
Well, the job of casting director is a highly skilled one, actually, because without the right cast, there's no movie. Although experience counts, of course, intuition is the essential quality for the job. And that's not something you can learn. You signal things to the audience through the kind of actors you cast, and those signals have got to reflect the central message of the script and the director's vision.
So how do you go about it?
Well, it's an odd process, because it's not just about casting a certain number of actors in roles. The dynamic is incredibly important. If you have a comedian, you have to cast a particular type of person against them. And it's also about energy. If one person has quite a low energy style, then you need someone opposite them to G them up a bit. When I meet an actor, I'm trying to find a quality in that person that reflects into the part in an interesting way. Although actors don't really like people saying that, as they believe they can act every part. But that's how I do it.
And do you do the whole range of films? Do you get to choose?
Well, I do say no to quite a lot of scripts. I only do films that I feel have something important to say, or that see life in an interesting way, or are being made by people that I know I like. After I've read the script, I start to have ideas and talk to people.
Mm. And the director leaves it all to you?
Well, I do all the preparatory work. The first stage is that agents send in photos and videotapes and resumes of actors that I've requested, or that they think are good. I watch loads of tapes. If I like an actor, I'll meet them or go to see them in a play. Then they go to meet the director, who makes the final selection from my shortlist. On average, they see about 8 or 9 actors per part, but I see many more. When I take on a film, I'll cast the whole thing, even if a person doesn't speak in a role.
So how did you get into this in the first place?
I didn't so much choose my career as fall into it, actually. I was hanging around London working as a stagehand at the National Theatre, and I met someone there who thought I'd be good at it. He was an agent, and he got me a job as an assistant. I've always been drawn to the bright lights, and this was a step up from what I've been doing.
And you were ambitious.
Yes. I don't believe anyone who does well isn't. I was initially attracted by the glamour of it all, but I'm definitely not driven by money, because I still don't have any. What absolutely drives me now in all parts of my life is that I don't want to be old and have regrets. We're all able to do something successfully, and I think it's a shame if you don't achieve that.
Mm. But you took a break from your career at one time, didn't you?
That's right. I was working on a film which was set in the rainforests of South America. I loved the place, but I had such a horrible time on the film that as soon as I came back, I put my whole office into 9 bin bags and threw them out of the window. I said, if that's what the film industry is about, I'm giving up. I stayed away for 9 months.
But what went wrong? Why did you give up?
Well, the worst aspect of the job is that the casting stage is a stressful time in the making of a film. It takes a lot longer than people think. A big film can take 6 months. An awful lot of other people's frustrations can land on you, and I've never really learnt how not to take it personally. I guess it goes with commitment.
But in the end, they tempted you back, didn't they?
The only reason I came back was because one of my favourite directors handed me a lovely script. It wasn't even that I wanted it. I'd got plenty of theatre work, which I was enjoying.
Now listen again.
My guest today is Barbara Darby. Her name has appeared on the credits of many well-known films. Although her role in making those films successful was crucial, you've probably never heard of her, because she works as a casting director. Barbara, welcome.
Hello.
So it's quite a big responsibility, is it, Barbara, finding the actors for a film?
Well, the job of casting director is a highly skilled one, actually, because without the right cast, there's no movie. Although experience counts, of course, intuition is the essential quality for the job. And that's not something you can learn. You signal things to the audience through the kind of actors you cast, and those signals have got to reflect the central message of the script and the director's vision.
So how do you go about it?
Well, it's an odd process, because it's not just about casting a certain number of actors in roles. The dynamic is incredibly important. If you have a comedian, you have to cast a particular type of person against them. And it's also about energy. If one person has quite a low energy style, then you need someone opposite them to G them up a bit. When I meet an actor, I'm trying to find a quality in that person that reflects into the part in an interesting way. Although actors don't really like people saying that, as they believe they can act every part. But that's how I do it.
And do you do the whole range of films? Do you get to choose?
Well, I do say no to quite a lot of scripts. I only do films that I feel have something important to say, or that see life in an interesting way, or are being made by people that I know I like. After I've read the script, I start to have ideas and talk to people.
Mm. And the director leaves it all to you?
Well, I do all the preparatory work. The first stage is that agents send in photos and videotapes and resumes of actors that I've requested, or that they think are good. I watch loads of tapes. If I like an actor, I'll meet them or go to see them in a play. Then they go to meet the director, who makes the final selection from my shortlist. On average, they see about 8 or 9 actors per part, but I see many more. When I take on a film, I'll cast the whole thing, even if a person doesn't speak in a role.
So how did you get into this in the first place?
I didn't so much choose my career as fall into it, actually. I was hanging around London working as a stagehand at the National Theatre, and I met someone there who thought I'd be good at it. He was an agent, and he got me a job as an assistant. I've always been drawn to the bright lights, and this was a step up from what I've been doing.
And you were ambitious?
Yes. I don't believe anyone who does well isn't. I was initially attracted by the glamour of it all, but I'm definitely not driven by money, because I still don't have any. What absolutely drives me now in all parts of my life is that I don't want to be old and have regrets. We're all able to do something successfully, and I think it's a shame if you don't achieve that.
Mm. But you took a break from your career at one time, didn't you?
That's right. I was working on a film which was set in the rainforests of South America. I loved the place, but I had such a horrible time on the film that as soon as I came back, I put my whole office into 9 bin bags and threw them out of the window. I said, if that's what the film industry is about, I'm giving up. I stayed away for 9 months.
But what went wrong? Why did you give up?
Well, the worst aspect of the job is that the casting stage is a stressful time in the making of a film. It takes a lot longer than people think. A big film can take 6 months. An awful lot of other people's frustrations can land on you, and I've never really learnt how not to take it personally. I guess it goes with commitment.
But in the end, they tempted you back, didn't they?
The only reason I came back was because one of my favourite directors handed me a lovely script. It wasn't even that I wanted it. I'd got plenty of theatre work, which I was enjoying.